Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Make Up or Break Up. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be a five-minute hero by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
Welcome to Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning. Every Tuesday and Thursday around this time, where Northwest couples voluntarily join the show, we talk about their drama, and we honestly just try to get together and help them out. And you decide, should they make up or break up? As always, you can send us a text to 96459. We're also at 833-822-BULL. And also, in addition to all that, we're also live on Facebook right now. So if you want to meet everybody from Make Up or Break Up today, just join us right now, 98.9 The Bull's Facebook page, and you'll get to see everybody, like our friend Stephanie, who is from Des Moines. Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I'm really ready for you to help me.
Well, you know what? I appreciate that. It's been fantastic corresponding with you on Facebook. Now, you sent me a message, and the subject said, Mom needs to move in. So I clicked on it, and I'm like, because you know what's crazy is I'm going through that right now with twins on the way. My wife, in a way, has suggested.
Wow.
Yeah, my wife has kind of suggested that maybe her mom should move in. So it's like, what? So I clicked on it. Stephanie, why is it that you really want your mom to move in? And why does your boyfriend, Jeff, have a serious problem with this?
So I'm in a very different situation from you. I'm not ready for kids yet, and I haven't been blessed with that yet. But so my mom is like my best friend. We're really close. We've always been really close. I do have siblings, but I'm the baby of the family, so maybe that's partly why. I don't know.
Me too. I feel that. Yeah.
It's like different when you're a baby. So
it is.
And she's getting older, and you know, she lives in this big house, and it's way more than she can maintain anymore. And I feel like it's time to just step it up, and like she could move in with me and my boyfriend Jeff. Like, we have the space and she could use it, and then I would get to spend more time with her. And like, I mean, it's kind of to a point where I don't know how much time I have left with her, and like, I want to make the most of it.
Okay.
And it seems like a good thing for everyone. She could sell the house. Our rent would go down a little because she could help with the rent. And I mean, she's super cool and fun, and I just think it would be great.
Has your mother talked to you about this at all? Like, has she said that she wants to move in with you?
No, but she has said that she feels like it's time to sell the house, and it's heartbreaking because it's like the house that, I mean, I grew up in that house. Like, we never moved. We stayed in that house the whole time. So that's been like a really big deal for her, and she's just kind of coping with all the emotions around that, like having to let go of it. So she hasn't even thought about what's next.
And you haven't mentioned yet, but I'm assuming she's a widow from how you're describing it.
Yeah, my dad passed away a few years ago, and I think that's partly why she needs to let go of the house, but it's harder to let go because all of her memories with him are there, you know?
And does your boyfriend, you know, obviously, you know, he's hearing all of this right now. Have you talked to Jeff in the past about Mama moving in, or is he hearing this all right now?
So, no, I definitely mentioned it. I told him I wasn't mention it to her until he and I had talked through it, obviously, because that wouldn't be cool. But like, I mean, he seems dead set against it, and I don't know why. I mean, like I said, she's like, she could use the help. She definitely can't stay in the house.
Does Jeff have a problem with Mama? Does he like your mother? Do they get along okay? Do you see, if she did move in, would it be an issue, or do you think it would be okay.
I mean, I don't think it would be a big deal. She likes to tease him, but she teases everybody. I mean, it's just her way of like being fun and friendly, you know?
Okay. 833-822-BULL. You could text the show to 96459. Should Mama move in? It's Make Up or Break Up. And Jeff is on hold. There's always two sides to every story.
Right.
And Stephanie, you've been with Jeff for how long, would you say?
Almost 4 years.
Almost 4 years. Okay. And you're ready for your mother to move in right now. Why is that? Why do you need your mom to move in?
I mean, she's definitely getting up there,
yeah.
And she could use the help. And I mean, I'm super tight with her, and I just want to make the most of every minute.
Okay. Your phone cut out just a little bit. I want to welcome to the show, Jeff. Jeff from Des Moines. How are you, my friend?
Hey, what's up?
I know it's been kind of weird, you know, hearing this on hold. She did say that she mentioned to you that she's thinking about, you know, maybe wanting her mother to move in.
Right.
How are you with all this?
Okay, so yeah, she mentioned that to me, but she did not mention something very key to you guys, mm-hmm. which is that her mom is not old. She's 58.
Oh. Oh. That's not old. That's like, yeah.
That's not
old. I was picturing a little old lady.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way she makes it sound. And like, that's the way she like thinks of her mom. Sorry, babe, but like, that's like, your mom is like, her mom is out there. Her mom is active. She's dating.
Oh.
Like, I don't want to share my place with like
Tinder guys.
It would be like having a roommate.
Right.
Oh my God. Granny Tinder.
Oh,
is there Granny Tinder out there?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she's not like that. She has arthritis. I mean, she's old.
Babe, she goes to nightclubs in Queen Anne.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my goodness.
Which ones? Maybe I've seen her.
Okay, so she does go out to clubs and she'll dance and have fun, but she like gets tired and she leaves like at midnight.
Okay, but you kind of made us feel that your mom was like, you know, Sophia Petrillo on the Golden Girls.
Right. Yeah.
You
exactly.
know, instead she's like Blanche
Devereaux.
She's
Blanche. Right?
She's Blanche.
Yeah. You know what she's like? She's like Mary's mom in Something About Mary.
Oh, no.
The band lady.
Oh no.
Does she have a little dog too?
Hold on. Hey. We shouldn't be making fun. We're not trying to make fun of anybody's mother.
I'm sorry.
Good Lord.
That is like so not cool. I mean, she's definitely getting older. She talks about her aches and pains. She has to go to the doctor all the time. Like, she's not who she used to be.
It's because she's out clubbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have aches and pains too.
Maybe maybe she's sore because she's twerking.
You know what? This whole thing makes me realize, have you spoken to your mom about whether she wants to move in with you two?
I mean, I dropped a hint. Like I said, I didn't want to fully mention it to her until Jeff and I like agreed on this.
Right.
Because, you know,
she may agree with Jeff on this, that it's not an appropriate time in her life to be living with her kid.
She might want to.
I think she might actually be into it. That's what worries me.
Oh. And I don't know. Maybe, Jeff, you could be okay with it if she lets you go out and club with her every Thursday night or something.
I'm not a club guy.
Yeah.
I'm like a chill at home guy. Like, that's why I don't want to have a roommate.
And so she really is dating. So that means that there would probably be different people over there. I mean, this is
a way for me to make sure that it's like that they're nice and she's safe with them.
Yeah.
Oh wow, the roles are switched. You want to check mom's dates out at night?
Yeah.
Oh, who's mama hooking up with on Tinder? Who's mama swiping with?
Yeah.
Mama swiping right on somebody.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. 833-822-BOWL. Text the show to 96459. Should they make up or break up, or any advice on how they handle the mama situation? I know this comes up a lot in relationships. Like, should a parent move in? And some people think, oh, it's going to help so much. And then it could cause the huge divide in a household.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As well.
It can.
You know?
Obviously.
All right, guys. Listen, as always, we have a special therapist in Renton who would love to chat with you. We could definitely forward him your information. He'd love to sit down and try to give you some advice. Also, a lot of text messages coming in, a lot of phone calls, okay? So turn up the radio and hopefully we could help you out.
I appreciate it. Thanks. I could really use the help.
Thank you. All right, Stephanie and Jeff, ladies and gentlemen. All right, 833-822 Bowl again, text to 96459. Should they make up? Should they break up? We're going to go to Jason in Linwood. Good morning, Jason, my friend. Make up or break up? Oh.
But,
there we go, Jason. Go
ahead. First thing is stay together, but Mark needs to hold his ground because the next thing, his mother-in-law will be taking his lazy boy and the remote.
Dang, mama's gonna mother-in-law's gonna steal the recliner.
Can't have
her
that.
Or one of her boyfriends.
plus the remote, and the biggest reason for her coming home late from the clubs to do her dirty laundry. Oh, yeah, I'm a P1 from day one in both stations.
Oh, thank you, nice. My friend. And,
right on.
And hey, you've locked it into 98.9, right? Number one button on your preset.
Oh, yeah.
You're my boy, Blue.
For sure.
You're my boy. Thank you so much, my friend. I don't know. In a way, Claire, Drew and Ryder the Young, and I kind of have some respect for this 58-year-old clubbing grandma.
I have super respect for her, and I don't think she wants to move in with them. I don't know what Stephanie, what part of that Stephanie got that she wants her to move in with her.
Didn't you hear it in Stephanie? I mean, no offense. Yeah. Sorry, Stephanie. She's pretty type A. Like, she's basically pulling all the strings here.
Right.
She's trying to make this happen.
Last thing mom needs is to be in that house.
Right. Mm.
Ashley in Olympia. Ashley, it's Fitz. Make up or break up.
Hey, y'all.
What's up?
Just driving to work, you know.
What do you think?
Well, me, I'm really close with my mom, too. And I kind of had a point in my life, too, where I wanted my mom to move in with me.
Okay.
But now I'm kind of happy because my mom has her own place, and I go over and visit her all the time. It's kind of like my escape.
So are you kind of glad that you decided not to let mama move in?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I love her to death, and she's still my best friend.
Oh, hang on. Mama's calling you, apparently.
Yeah.
Mom,
I just lost it. Don't bring me up.
Mariah in Gold Bar. And look at these phones coming in. 833-822-BULL. Text to 96459. Hi, Mariah. What's up?
Hi, Fitzy.
Hi, Mariah. What do you think? Are we having, like, issues with the phone today?
Mariah as well?
We lost Mariah, too.
Uh-oh.
Laura Puyallup. Laura, what's up? Sorry about that. Hopefully, we stay connected with you.
No worries. Can you hear me?
I got you. What's up?
So I definitely think they should stay together. I think that she needs to take in the consideration of her mom. You know, like, my mother-in-law calls me all the time. She's almost 60 years old. She's got arthritis. She talks about her pains. Her doctor's appointment.
What is going on?
Oh, man. Something is up. I'm sorry. We are literally, while we're chatting with our P1s on the air, it's like their phone calls are being cut off.
Yeah, right. I'm sure that's obviously a technical problem.
We got some great texts, though. I love this from Shelley in Linwood. I just turned 58. I cannot imagine moving in with my children.
Yeah, I think this is, I definitely think, we asked her. Stephanie said, I didn't know. I haven't talked to her about it yet. I just want to get this done. Like, she's trying to parent her mom now, and I don't think mom's asking for parenting. I think mom's having fun.
New one coming in right now from 253. Break up. Mom would ruin the relationship.
Yeah.
It could. It says, unless you have that really cool mother-in-law, right? What if the mother-in-law is just really, really cool and would be such a help around the house?
Maybe, but she sounds like I think mother is having her, like, second youth.
Right.
And I don't know if you want to be in the way of that.
Okay. Right.
Well, Drew, let's look at a percentage standpoint.
Well,
all the phone calls, all the text messages coming in. Makeup or breakup, what have our P1s decided today?
The P1s feel good for the couple. They say makeup. They say stay together, don't break it. That's almost unanimous, but it's also almost unanimous that they're saying it's not time for mom to move in.
Okay. All right. There you go, folks. Makeup or breakup. If you missed any of it today, I really encourage you to, just wherever you get your podcast, type in Fitz in the Morning. You can get every single bit of it.